Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Department of International Relations and Cooperation. Right, so this was the 8th of February, issued on Saturday. The government of South Africa has taken note of the latest executive order issued by President Trump. It is of great concern that the foundational premise of this order lacks factual accuracy and fails to recognize South Africa's profound and painful history of colonialism and apartheid. We are concerned by what seems to be a campaign of misinformation and propaganda aimed at misrepresenting our great nation. It is disappointing to observe that such narratives seem to have found favor among decision makers in the United States of America. It is ironic that the executive order makes provision for refugee status in the United States for a group in South Africa that remains amongst the most economically privileged, while vulnerable people in the United States from other parts of the world are being deported and denied asylum despite real hardships. We reiterate that South Africa remains committed to finding diplomatic solutions to any misunderstandings or disputes, issued by the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation. Joining me right now is William Bird, who is a director of Media Monitoring Africa. Which way is the misinformation going? Good morning.
Hello, good morning, and thanks for having me on the program. I think it's probably going both ways. And when we look at mis and disinformation, the key thing to ask is, what is the intent of those spreading it and what are they doing? And some of this, I think, is political gamesmanship. I think what we've seen under Trump's presidency is an explosion of, rash, the bizarre, sometimes stupefying decisions and instructions, many of them patently unconstitutional, as have already been challenged in the United States. And this is the approach that the US government appears to be taking. And so I think that whether or not all of the things that they're putting out are true or not is at this point almost immaterial. The point is to ask, to what extent are they doing this and to what end is this taking place? So I think that when you look at the latest executive order, I suspect that much of America's meaningful opposition to us is about the case before the ICJ. Because to be clear and to be fair, right, even if what they were saying was 100% true, that people are being, that land is being confiscated, etc., to be targeting South Africa when this is a process, or when people are being routinely victimized or murdered or whatever in many, many countries around the world on various parameters, you have to say, well, why are they targeting South Africa? Even if this were true, which I don't think it is.
Yes.
In fact, we know that it isn't true, right? So the thing that makes mis and disinformation powerful, of course, is that it gives you that sense of doubt. It's powerful because there's usually a grain of truth to it. So when we go back to South Africa's classic disinformation campaign around white monopoly capital, it resonated precisely because there was a grain of truth to it. It doesn't mean to say that there was then a cabal of, some whites who were sitting there driving and determining everything that happens in the country. No, of course not. And this is a similar kind of a thing. Are there issues and legitimate concerns expressed by some people about land ownership rights? Well, yes, of course, as that may be in any democratic state. Or are white people routinely being forced off their land? No, of course not. So those are the things that I think we need to think about. And then we need to be saying, of all of the things that are coming at us, what is our appropriate response as a democratic nation that is founded on the values of dignity and equality?
And how do we do that? Because I love that. I love that we found it on dignity and equality. But when I look around, I see that that's not the case materially.
Well, exactly. So I think that if you wanted to take on, the South African government, one of the things that you would be doing is taking them on the basis of the fact that we've got, young children starving in the Eastern Cape when they don't need to be starving in the Eastern Cape. We've got lots of families, poverty levels, all of those kinds of fantastic levels of inequality. And of course, what this kind of politicized identity politics argument does is it makes everyone angry and emotional, and because it touches on something that resonates. Yes, of course it resonates, but there are far bigger issues that we should be dealing with than to be falling into that kind of a trap, to be saying, is this really the issue that's going to be defining of our nation? We know that, by and large, that what those claims simply aren't true, right? That's clearly misinformation or disinformation, depending on how you're reading that situation, but they simply aren't true. So then you have to say, well, what is our response to that? We have to respond partly with fact and partly with acknowledging that there are other issues going on here that we need to be looking at and addressing. I think the other key issue is that South Africa is hosting the G20 this year.
Yeah.
South Africa's put forward the values of development, sustainability, and equality as their three founding values. America's Marco Rubio has said that, you know, those are part of a left-wing plot or some such nonsense, when clearly sustainability, development, and equality are sound and, you know, political, ideological, agnostic, if you like, to the, unless of course you're a lunatic fascist, in which case then you may see those as problematic. But for the most part, I think most people in South Africa believe that we need a sustainable world, believe that we would like to realize equality for all, and that there should be development in South Africa, let alone the rest of the continent, let alone the rest of the world.
Absolutely. William Byrd, thank you very much. And that's a good note on which to end this morning. Thank you very much. William Byrd is the Director of Media Monitoring Africa. And I'd like to know your thought. You know, who's being fed misinformation? What about, you know, all of this, all of these conversations create a lot of noise. And that noise keeps our eye off the ball. What's the ball? It is building South Africa as a nation. And if you want to know about our nation building and why it is that all of a sudden such a topic has become such a hot topic, and it happened so fast, and it happened so painfully, and